Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of our history lesson discussion today. Just real quick, Pat Chatfield, I just got notice on True Social. Donald Trump put the following. I'd like to get your response to it. Hamas has been a ruthless and violent threat for many years in the Middle East. They have killed and made lives unbearably miserable, culminating with the October 7th, 2023 massacre in Israel, where babies, women, children, old people, and many young men and women, boys and girls, getting ready to celebrate their future lives together. As retribution for the October 7th attack, civilization, more than 25,000 Hamas soldiers have already been killed. Most of the rest are now surrounded and militarily trapped, just waiting for me to give the word go, for their lives to be quickly extinguished. As for the rest, we know where and who you are, and you will be hunted down and killed. I'm asking that all innocent Palestinians immediately leave this area of a potential great future death for safer parts of Gaza. Everyone will be well cared for by those that are wanting to leave. Fortunately for Hamas, however, they will be given one last chance. Great power and very rich nations of the Middle East and surrounding areas beyond, together with the United States of America, have agreed with Israel signing on to the peace agreement. After 3,000 years in the Middle East, this must be done. The deal spares the lives of all remaining Hamas fighters if they choose. The details of the document are known to the world. It is a great one for all. We will have peace in the Middle East one way or the other. The violence and the bloodshed will stop. Release the hostages now, including the bodies of the dead ones. An agreement must be reached with Hamas by Sunday evening at 6 p.m. Washington, D.C. time. Every country has signed on to this agreement. This is your last chance. If it's not reached, all hell, like no one has ever seen before, will break out against Hamas starting Sunday evening. There will be peace in the Middle East one way or the other. Thank you for your attention. President Donald J. Trump came out basically 29 minutes ago. Your thoughts?
President Trump doesn't beat around the bush. How's that? That doesn't sound like a diplomatic statement. It sounds like this is what's going to happen. You know, war is a terrible thing. War is terrible. So having to kill people is terrible. We don't want to kill anybody. But if you, we were just talking about the fundamental right of self-defense. If you start a war and you slaughter people, you must expect that somebody's going to punch you back. That is the way it is. So what can I say besides that? Let us be wise, but I support the president.
Where is the Gaza Strip?
Well, it's on the Mediterranean Sea. It's south and west of Israel proper. Not far. I mean, if I was just in Israel, as you know, less than a year ago. And it was,
that's why I asked you.
Yeah. Now, we got fairly close to the Gaza Strip, but we didn't go. But it's on the Mediterranean, south and west. How far is it from Jerusalem? Somebody could Google that. I'm going to say from Tel Aviv, maybe 70, 80 miles. Somebody needs to look that up. It's not far. I mean, you could easily drive it, but it's right on the Mediterranean. Gaza Strip, if you know your Bible geography, used to be the land of the Philistines. Gath, there were five kings of the Philistines in the Bible, Gath, Ekron, three others, and that's where the Gaza Strip is. And it is very close to Israel, and we hate war. We hate war, but if war's thrust upon us, we're going to win it. I suppose that's what President Trump is saying. And I need to add, by the way, John Locke was born in England, not Scotland. I said Scotland. He's born in England, and got a lot of history around him. Go ahead.
I got another text. Rod, down in Lake County. There hasn't been peace in the Middle East for thousands of years. Donald Trump's statement says 3,000 and says that it's got to end. We will have peace in the Middle East for once and for all. This is going to be the military action, whatever he and Netanyahu plan to do on Sunday. From a historical point of view, from a biblical point of view, is that an accurate statement? There's basically never been peace for almost 3,000 years there?
You can say that. He's talking about 3,000 years. That's since David. Okay, that's David. Yeah. David was king of Israel 1,000 B.C., about 3,000 years ago. However, let me just say this concerning the president's statement. There will be peace in Israel once and for all, or in the Middle East. No, there will not be. Only Jesus Christ, when he comes back to earth, will bring peace once and for all in the Middle East. Now, I applaud the efforts to bring peace. There will never be peace on this earth, especially in the Middle East, till the Prince of Peace returns. So while I'm supporting what the president does, the president is not able to bring peace to the Middle East. Now, we're bringing temporary peace, yes, but a peace once and for all, no, that's not going to happen. You keep telling me, Pastor Chaffield, you got to make more. I don't know. You say, I don't know too much. But I'm saying this. We will not have a lasting peace in Israel, the Middle East, or anywhere on the face of the earth till the Lord Jesus Christ comes back and sets up his kingdom. Because we're prone to war.
That's rooted in Scripture.
Yes, absolutely. That I'm sure of. Now, I appreciate. And sometimes the president speaks in language that is too grandeur. Well, bring peace once and for all. Everybody thought they were going to bring peace. Jimmy Carter, when he had the Camp David Accords. Remember the famous picture with him shaking hands with Menachem Begin and Anwar Sadat, three of them all kind of shaking hands. I mean, it's all good. He was trying to bring peace, and we're for it. Lasting peace? It's not happening. Not happening till Jesus Christ comes back.
Well, even look at what Donald Trump did in his first term with the Abraham Accords.
Very good. Very good. But, by the way, it's like saying this. We're going to bring peace to this earth once and for all. Therefore, we've got peace once and for all. So we're going to lay down. The United States military is going to lay down their arms because we won't need them anymore because we've got peace. Would that be wise?
That's no, not wise. Absolutely not.
That would not be wise. And as Pete Hegseth said,
peace through strength.
And as Pete Hegseth says, he's Secretary of War. He says, hey, we're here to make war if we have to. Secretary of War. We're going to be strong. We have to be. That's the nature of living on planet Earth when sin is still in the world. We live in a sinful, fallen world. I sense it in my own heart. I'm still a sinner. And it's only any individual can only be saved when they confess their sin, repent, put their faith in Jesus Christ, the one who died on the cross for our sins, was buried, and rose again from the dead, and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to save you. And you can have some peace in your heart, but peace on earth, continually, permanently, nope, not happening.
Yeah.
We want it, so I applaud defending ourselves, but one lasting peace not happening. And whenever anybody says that, I'm saying, no, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. Now, everybody's begging for peace. Israel is begging for peace, and someday there's going to be a person come to Israel claiming to bring peace, and he's going to have this 7-year peace treaty, and all these people are going to sign it, and wow, Israel is going to say peace, We finally got peace. And then that person that we that the Bible describes as the Antichrist or the beast will pull off the mask, and he'll be the worst enemy that Israel has ever had. Do I know who that person is? No, I do not. Do I have any guesses? No, I do not. But I know that's what the Bible teaches. And I know that we will not have peace on earth till Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, comes. And even when Jesus Christ comes and reigns on planet earth during the thousand-year reign, even he will have to rule the world with a rod of iron. I mean, that is the way it is. You got to have discipline. It's the nature of things. It's the nature of living on this earth.
Do you think that because of the upcoming anniversary this Tuesday, that October 7th date, that this is something that Donald Trump's looking at the calendar and going, you know what, this is not going to celebrate a two-year anniversary, not while I'm president, not while Netanyahu is there. They put together this peace plan. They gave Hamas, I believe, until today to accept the terms. He said a couple of days back on Wednesday, I believe. So here we are Friday, heading into the afternoon of the weekend, and this Truth Social post just comes out at 10:09 this morning on his Truth Social page. I honestly think this warning is kind of interesting, because he's telling the Palestinian people, if you're not part of Hamas, you need to get the heck out of there. And sounds like, you know, they may have some huge military plans with Israel planned, and perhaps even including our military, is what the way I'm reading it.
I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine, Randy. I do not know. Now I was teaching the Constitution to our students, as I do every year.
Sure.
But I especially said, who has the power to declare war? Congress only. Now, yes, I support the president. I support President Trump, but he can't unilaterally bring us into a war.
The way he's doing it is kind of interesting. It's same the way he took out the nuclear power there in Iraq, or Iran, excuse me. It wasn't a war. It was a military operation. They flew in, they dropped the bombs, they flew out. No war. He's not doing it even on Sunday, it sounds like. He might just strike and come back home. I don't know. We'll finish this up. Final segment discussion with Pastor Chatfield. Short break. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
This is Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, where small-town values and hard work shaped who I am. I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat, and today I continue serving as a conflict resolution specialist and an advocate for veterans, families, and working people across northern Michigan and in the Upper Peninsula. I know the struggles our communities face because I live them. I'm Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
In northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Final segment of our discussion with Pastor Chatfield today. I got a text message here that I'd like you to respond to. Christ's true church will be raptured before the Antichrist comes to power before the second coming of Christ. This is per prophecy. Would you like to respond to that thought? Pastor Chatfield, are you there, sir?
I'm here.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I hope you're right. Now, here's the deal. Most of my Baptist friends don't agree with me on this, but the pre-tribulation rapture idea is what the listener just said. Most of my Baptist friends, preacher friends, that's what they believe, that before the Antichrist is revealed, the seven-year tribulation begins, the church will be taken out. In other words, every truly saved person will disappear and go straight to heaven. There'll be a resurrection, 1 Thessalonians 4, 13-18, 1 Corinthians 15, 51-58. And then, after the church is taken out, every true Christian, then all the things spoken of in Matthew 24 and Revelation 13 and all, that's when that will happen, that we will never see the rise of the Antichrist. So there's really no need to even be looking for that. I don't teach this a lot because I don't believe that to be true. I don't believe that the church will be raptured out before the rise of the Antichrist. I think we will see the rise of the Antichrist. I think that the church will go through some great tribulation before we're raptured out at the end, near the end of the great tribulation. It's a big theological argument.
Sure.
I really don't preach it. I preach it at my own church, usually, but not on the radio, just somebody point blank asks me and then make me come out and say it. Because right. Some people say, oh, no, Pastor Chaffee, we got nothing to worry about. Don't worry about any of these things coming to these things happening, the Antichrist and so on and so forth, and a one world government. That isn't going to happen while we're here. We're going to be raptured out. So don't worry about those things. Well, I'm not worried. I'm just simply saying, factually, in my view, and I've studied that inside and out for 50 years. I do not believe the Bible teaches that we're going to be taken out of here before this 7-year tribulation begins.
Just a difference of what you believe as far as the prophets and the statements they made and all the various books, the different books of scripture, whether it's Matthew or, like you said, you know, other areas. But the bottom line is this. I think what's going to happen is there will be a big military attack. It won't be a declaration of war. Stop even talking about it, because Donald Trump doesn't operate that way. He was sitting there having dinner with President Xi of China when he had those Tomahawk missiles fired, and he's having his dessert with them, and he says, oh, by the way, my military just dropped 62 Tomahawk missiles. And I forget the target or where it was going or what it did. And President Xi just sat there in total shock. Like, the guy just mentioned it over dessert, like it was no big deal. You know, look at what he did with the nuclear facilities there in Iran. You know, he's not going to put boots on the ground. There's not going to be a declaration of war. It's just not his motive operandi. He goes in and strikes and comes back home. And okay. I think that's what's going to happen on Sunday night.
You're probably right. You're probably right. I will say sometimes President Trump talks and speaks as if he is not just the commander-in-chief of the armed forces, but he is, he can make decisions and do things unilaterally when it's constitutionally the Congress has got to declare war.
Again, and the Congress, not a declaration of war.
Okay, in other words, so we don't declare war.
No.
But we make war without declaring war.
It's not making war. You're exercising a military operation. You're carrying out an operation that's planned. The plan is executed. It's one day. It's one attack. And no soldiers are hurt. It's done from 30,000 feet. We've got the technology. I mean, for them to do what they did in Iran, where they had one missile go down and clear the way for the big bunker buster precision. Did you know, I've read a couple stories here that confirm this. Do you know the opening that they hit was the size of a refrigerator?
Oh, I knew it was small. I didn't know it was that small, but
the size of a refrigerator from 30,000 feet. I'm like,
amazing. I'm saying is, Randy, whether it's President Trump, President Biden, President Obama, President Bush,
yeah,
President anybody, we have a constitutional republic.
Yep.
We have three branches of government where power is dispersed.
Yep.
We do not have one all-powerful executive.
Yep.
I like his leadership.
But I got to tell you, there's a slight flaw in that constitution. Commander-in-chief. Where is it in the constitution, and what powers does the commander-in-chief have versus being the executive branch?
It's in Article 2. I will tell you, yes, there's always been an argument here. Exactly what could the president do?
Do and not do.
You go? Yeah, yep. That's an argument. I get it.
Yep.
Anyway.
Well, man, we're out of time. This was a good one. Greatly appreciate it today. Again, you can hear church services, Northern Michigan Baptist Bible Church, Burt Lake, from 11 to noon every Sunday. We carry it as a public service. Thank you, Rusty. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Yeah, very good.
Last hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days.